say orale, you can say it too. Just say orale, you can say orale.
Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Voicemobile here at Tufts University. Okay, so I'm exhausted. There's been a lot going on. Everybody's got busy lives. So let's see. We're going to start off with some songs and stories from the coffee house. It's just about time for Yom Kippur. We've got a few days left. This is Shabbos Shuva coming up, the time for returning. And a lot of people are busy erecting their sukkahs, their booths, so that's really nice. I'm sure Hillel has one here. So if you want to be able to be at in a sukkah, you should be able to do that. Have meals in a sukkah, that's really nice. Let's see if that's going to work. Ah, it did work. Very good. Sometimes when you try to do things, it just doesn't work, and sometimes it does. So we can stop that. Okay, so here we go. Let's get something from a story to tell. Let's do this one. Thank you.
It isn't by chance that I happen to be the belle of the ball, the toast of Paris. For over the noise, the crowd and the smoke, I'm good for a laugh, a drink or a joke. I walk in a room, a party or a ball. Come sit over here, somebody will call. A drink for the lady, a drink for us all. But how many times do I stop and recall? That we walked among, lying in the hay, games we used to play, while the rounds were sung. Only yesterday, when the world was young, wherever I go, they mention my name, and that in itself is some sort of fame. Come on by for a drink, we're having a game. Wherever I go, I'm glad that I came. The talk is gay, the company is fine. There's laughter and lights and glamour and wine and handsome men. And some of them mine, but often my eyes see a different shine. The apple tree, sunlit memories, where the hemlock swung. On our backs we'd lie, looking at the sky, till the just a year ago, when the world was
just want to share a little announcement. That was, by the way, that was Sheila Jordan, When the World Was Young. And let's take that out. Okay, so before that we heard Joan Baez, There But For Fortune. This is off a compilation CD from Starbucks, A Story to Tell. Nice. So hunger prevention, we'll do anything for kids. Yet, 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Learn how you can help end childhood hunger at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. So, also, there are wonderful programs through the farmers market, and I might find something that I've shared with you before. Let's see if I can find it now. This is the SNAP, How to Earn More SNAP Dollars with a Healthy Incentive Program. And if you spend your SNAP dollars on farm fresh fruits and vegetables at participating Healthy Incentives Programs, that's the HIP, retailers have the amount of your purchase instantly added back to your EBT card. It's a good deal. Now, I know that there are farmers markets still happening, one in Arlington this afternoon, and I think there's also one in Medford, maybe even one in Davis Square. So take advantage of the farmers markets for wonderful farm fresh produce. It's very good. Okay, so
coming in trying to spill juice over me. Odds and ends, odds and ends. Lost time is not found again. Ah, you take your file and you bend my head. You never can remember anything I've said. You promised to love me, but what do I know? You're always spilling juice on me like you got some place to go. Odds and ends, lost time is not found again.
Something I felt the first time that you walked by me. Came in the old Stella blues, fresh from the cold and the rain. I remember that night, 'cause my drummer, he was playing sideways. He got a little too drunk, but it made me play with all of my pain. And somehow it helped you see inside me. I was singing things that night that I could never say. We started floating down the river from the first time I heard your name. And there was something I felt the first time you sat beside me. I was thinking a pure country girl, just a little trouble on your face. I was thinking to myself, there's a story that you might be hiding. I wasn't really sure what made you seem a little out of place, but somehow it helped me see inside you. You were singing things that you could never say. We started floating down the river. I was flowing down from the first time you said my name. Keep your love flowing my way.
Once I was a soldier, and I fought on foreign sands for you. Once I was a hunter, and I brought home fresh meat for you. Once I was a lover, searched behind your eyes for you. And soon there'll be another to tell you I was just alive. And sometimes I wonder just for some just for a while.
Okay, David Brose is coming up next, but that was Tim Buckley, Once I Was, and let's see, where did it go? Once I Was by Berkeley, okay. So, what's behind the rise in unprovoked shark attacks? This is something from Israel 21st Century from today, actually. And it's an article by Yulia Kara. Experts say sharks are the victims of disruption to their natural habitat and food supply due to overfishing, bringing them closer to shore. Let's see what else they have to say. Because we have certainly heard that there have been more unprovoked attacks. Okay, so the sharks don't normally attack humans. If you follow the news recently, you may have noticed there are more and more reports about sharks attacking humans. On September 14th, a male tourist's arm was bitten off by a shark at a Red Sea resort near Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. The attack occurred just 3 months after a shark mauled to death a Russian tourist in the resort city of Hurghada, some 65 miles, 104 kilometers from Sharm el-Sheikh. Two people were killed by sharks in the exact same location just a year ago. According to the International Shark Attack File, this ISAF, the world's only scientifically documented database of all known shark attacks. The overall number of shark attacks on humans is actually on the decline compared to the past 5 years. However, the number of unprovoked, quote-unquote, attacks appears to be increasing. ISAF's definition of an unprovoked attack is an incident in which a bite on a live human occurs in the shark's natural habitat with no human provocation of the shark. Last year saw 5 fatal unprovoked shark attacks, whereas there have already been 7 fatal unprovoked attacks so far this year. The U.S. and Australia take the first spot in the grim competition of nations with the most registered shark attacks, making up 70% of the world's total. Sharks are not the problem. If you ask experts why this is happening, you might get a variety of answers, but they will all have one thing in common. Sharks are not the problem. In fact, the shark population has declined by more than 70% since the 1970s. Senior marine biologist Ziv Sema Shamir says the decline is due to changes in the climate and, most importantly, overfishing. Man is responsible for many global changes. Some of these changes include increased temperatures, which cause changes in currents in bodies of water, Zema Shamir tells Israel 21st Century. Zema Shamir has a PhD in marine biology and is a manager and research fellow at Morris Kahn Marine Research Station in Sdot Yam near Haifa. Prior to that, he served for many years in the Israeli Navy as a diver and field commander officer. He says that one of the most fascinating facts of shark biology is the great distances they travel while foraging for food. They sometimes travel up to 25,000 miles, that's 4,000 kilometers, in an open ocean looking for prey. The direction of water currents plays an important role in marine wildlife migration patterns. This is why they now come to places they rarely visited before, the scientist adds. Shamir says, we also cannot discount the effect of growing human population. Comparatively, he says, the number of encounters between humans and sharks is low considering how many people now have access to bodies of water occupied by sharks. Water sports such as diving and surfing are also developing exponentially. The more time you spend in the water, the more chances you have of coming across a shark. Mistaken identity. A shark researcher at Arizona State University, James Solikowski, explains that humans are not intentionally on a shark's menu. The sharks simply follow their prey, such as seals, and find themselves closer and closer to the coast where the likelihood of a human encounter is high. Zema Shamir agrees that the ocean's top predators can sometimes mistake humans for an ill or wounded animal. Most of the attacks are directed at surfers and not divers. Sharks hunt bottom up. They see something dangling near the surface in the shape that reminds them of their prey and bite it, he says. When the shark is 6 meters, 20 feet long, one bite can be enough to kill you. Oy vey. According to Zema Shamir, there are instances in Egypt and South Africa where sharks are being fed on purpose near the coast to make the predators congregate there and attract tourists. Tourists want to go diving with the sharks, and the sharks come if you give them food. It's a protected species. Zema Shamir says he is proud that Israel is at the forefront of this issue. It is the only country in the Middle East where sharks are a protected species. It is prohibited to feed them, harm them, fish them, and even approach them, he says. I don't recall a single shark attack in Israel, at least not one that ended in tragedy. Okay, let's see how much more. I think this is almost over. Oops, now I lost it. Let's see if I can get it back. Okay, here we go. So, mistaken identity, all right. So, according to, oh, okay, we got that, protected species, yeah. Researcher says that overfishing not only leads to illegal capture of sharks for their fins, but also destroys their habitat by emptying it of prey. Overfishing kills around 100 million sharks worldwide. That's a lot. It's a devastating number for an animal that takes a lot of time to procreate. Wow. In addition, he says 30% of the sharks that are killed get caught by accident. Zema Shamir adds that sharks are at the top of the marine food pyramid. If they go extinct, the entire pyramid will collapse, taking humans down too. We won't be able to use the sea like we do now. In Israel, most of the water we drink is desalinated seawater. Most of our protein is from the sea. Without sharks, it will be overrun by invasive species. Other species will go extinct. The ecological system will collapse. What can be done? We need urgent restrictions on fishing to allow the species to recover, Zema Shamir says. We need sharks a lot more than they need us. Phew, that's intense. All right, let's see. Okay, we're going to go with something from David Broza now.
האם את מאושרת? אני שומע בקולך שאת עצובה ונסערת. הלו, אני מקשיב למתק שפתייך, מרגיש את פעימותייך, ואני זורם עד אלייך. ירח עולה והכל כאן מואר, והיופי הזה מתוק ואכזר. ממרומי מיטתי העיר פרוסה לרגלי, זאתי ממלכתך אם תבואי אליי. חיה מיוסרת, הלו, תשמיעי קול לפני שאשקע אל עצב עמוק וכחול. ירח עולה והכל כמואר, והיופי הזה מתוק ואכזר. ממרומי מיטתי העיר פרוסה לרגלי, זו תהיה ממלכתך אם תבואי אליי.
השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, בכל לבב. עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, בכל לבב. עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, בכל לבב. עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, בכל לבב. עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, בכל לבב. עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, בכל לבב. עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, עודי השם בכל לבב, בכל לבב. לילה לילה
That was Russ Hartman, Ode Hashem, and it's off of a CD called Shabbat Olam, and it featured Eliyahu Rosenblum on the djembe and vocals. Ah, fabulous. Very, very good. Okay, and let's see, before we had that, was that on Kumbacha? No, skip correction. Okay, we have the software that we have to log everything in. In fact, if you want to go on the website, you can see a list of everything that I play on the show. So you go to wmfo.org and you can click on schedule. Now it's live streaming right now, so if you click on the live stream, but also if you click on the schedule and you go to Wednesday 3 to 5, the voicemobile, you can see either the set list as I'm typing it in, or you can do the archive, you know, if you want to hear other shows. And also you can hear shows from other folks here at WMFO. So, yeah, that was a wonderful djembe playing. I've learned djembe a little bit. I used to actually teach through the Drum Connection in Arlington. That was a lot of fun, actually. Okay, so we're going to carry on with some music from Idan Rachel. Ah, here it is. Okay, so...
כמו ירח מתמלא ומתרוקן אתה קרב ומתרחק, אבל הלב שלי יוצא אליך ושוב בורח, שוב חוזר. אין יום אחד שיעבור בלי שאחשוב עליך, כמו ירח מתמלא ומתרוקן. כבר לא מוצאים, שמורים בלב שלי שנים תמונות בין שקט בין מילים, לב שבור הופך שירים, שתיקה הופכת לה למנגינה. אהבה כזו כבר לא רואים, הולכים לאט ואוחזים ידיים בצידי השביל, כולם עוברים אוספים שברים, פיסות חיים, דמעות הופכות לשיר ומנגינה. כמו ירח מתמלא ומתרוקן, אתה קרב ומתרחק, אבל הלב שלי יוצא אליך ושוב בורח, שוב חוזר. אין יום אחד שיעבור בלי שאחשוב עליך, כמו ירח מתמלא אתה קרב ומתרחק, אבל הלב שלי יוצא אליך ושוב בורח, שוב חוזר. אין יום אחד שיעבור בלי שאחשוב עליך. אהבה כזו כבר לא מוצאים, שמורים בלב שלי שנים תמונות בין שקט בין מילים, לב שבור הופך שירים, שתיקה הופכת לה למנגינה. אהבה כזו כבר לא רואים, הולכים לאט ואוחזים ידיים בצידי השביל, כולם עוברים אוספים שברים, פיסות חיים, דמעות הופכות לשיר ומנגינה. כמו ירח מתמלא ומתרוקן, אתה קרב ומתרחק, אבל הלב שלי יוצא אליך ושוב בורח, שוב חוזר. אין יום אחד שיעבור בלי שאחשוב עליך, כמו ירח מתמלא ומתרוקן, אתה קרב ומתרחק, אבל הלב שלי יוצא אחד שיעבור בלי שאחשוב עליך כמו ירח מתמלא ומתרוקן אתה קרב ומתרחק אבל הלב שלי יוצא אליך ושוב בורח שוב חוזר אין יום אחד שיעבור בלי שאחשוב עליך
Oh, this is new to the studio. This is Andrew Danforth. The album is called Homegrown, self-released. It's very interesting. He says, as a sophomore in high school, I received a lesson from a New York jazz trombonist that changed my perspective on music. In the lesson, I was asked to play some fundamental jazz exercises. That is 5-1 licks, whatever that means, for the teacher to gauge where I was at in my playing. Having never practiced any licks before, I improvised my way through the progressions. The trombonist said they sounded very homegrown, quote-unquote. Frustrated by this, I spent a long time working on the fundamentals of jazz language and bebop playing. At the time, I used the cement, or the comment, as fuel to get better at my craft, but it took on a new meaning to me in my master's degree. The more I spent working towards mastery of my instrument, the more I realized how important it was to have a unique voice on the instrument. The homegrown, quote-unquote, quality of my improvisation would never leave the core of my music. Gaining perspective from my upbringing in the indie jazz community and finding a much deeper appreciation for the history of music in my hometown went a long way. This album is a dedication to the past, present, and future of creative music in Indianapolis and a musical representation of the natural landscape, humanity, and social geography of Indianapolis that I've grown to care so deeply for. The eponymous track Homegrown reminds me of the vast landscape in central Indiana where skyscrapers and cornfields meet. The combination of city and county governments in the 1970s, along with urban sprawl, forced the mixture of urban and rural communities, which gives Indianapolis its unique atmosphere. A floating horn melody sits over the off-kilter lilt of the ostinato groove. There's a constant switch from dark to bright tonal centers throughout the piece. All of these compositional choices are done for musical intent, but hold a strong relation to the mixture of lifestyles and culture in Indianapolis. Very interesting. So Andrew Danforth on trombone, he's the composer. Sean Imboden on tenor sax. Christopher Pitts on piano. Nick Tucker on the bass. There were some wonderful bass passages through that. And Carrington Clinton on drums. Thanks to the folks at Kate Smith Promotion for this CD. And that just was released September 8th. Okay, we're going to go now to also another new project from Michael Eschentz. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. I think it's Eschentz. And it's from a CD called Seven Shades of Violet. And